Any thoughts on Ben and what he's meant to the program all these years?
Yeah, I mean, Ben's been here for a long time, so we knew that this was a possibility. We were hopeful that he could get back and be ready for us to play. I'm sure he told you guys, but it's just too risky. And as much as I would love him to play for us this year, and he would love to do that, it's just not worth the risk. He's got a future in life and possibly in football too. So the timing doesn't work out that well. I'm just thankful that he's what he's done for us. And I mean, he's just going to transition to a different role, but you heard from the guys, they still love him. He's a big part of the team. So he's a leader, a captain for us. We're going to need him in a different way, but it's a good thing he's still working with our backers and mentoring them and bringing them along the way, because he knows this place and he's put a lot of investment here. So I think it's important to him that we have success.
He said to us, "Don't cry because I'm gone. Cry because I was here." And that kind of just epitomizes a student athlete to me. You know, somebody who left it all out there.
Well, and he does it for all the right reasons, and that's what you want your guys to be when you get to coach them. And so it's an honor for me to be connected to him and his family and to be his coach. And, you know, I'm still going to be connected to him no matter what he does. So he'll be with us, though. And it's just sad that he won't be with us on the field making plays. But he had a devastating injury, and it's a hard one to come back from. And we're in a time now where we can see the risks, you know, compared to when I played even. So I think it's important that we do what's best for him and his future. And I think he'd be willing to sacrifice all of it. But we all thought that when we were in our 20s, you know. So I think he's going to transition and move on. And we'll see if he can still – there's still a small chance that he can still play football again. So we'll have to see how the recovery goes. But at this time, it was not going to be able to do that with him right now. But he'll transition to a different role.
Kalani, when you look at the quarterbacks, realistically, what's kind of the time frame of when you want to settle who's going to be QB1, QB2, and kind of have that figured out in camp?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not a deadline thing. It's just a feel and how we see the team's doing, you know. So right now, I can tell you it's not going to happen this week, you know. But and both guys did a great job. And I mean, all four quarterbacks did a great job today, but their job is to make it hard on us to make the decision, but I feel comfortable having a bunch of guys that can do it. So we'll just go with the best one. Right now, that one hasn't stood out yet, but I like that all four have done a great job today.
How many guys are getting first-team reps at quarterback?
What was that?
How many guys are getting first-team reps at quarterback?
Well, we had split. You saw what we did today, so we split it to get more reps, which is going to be it's good for both sides, but it'll tax on you a little bit. But in order for us to get reps for everybody and to compete, we have to do that. And our guys are in pretty good shape. I mean, we went through a script of a bunch of plays, and we got done early. We did no huddle stuff, and the guys are a lot cleaner than what we've been. You can see that they've put a lot of work in the offseason, there's not a lot of mistakes that were made. I mean, in terms of the assignments, the alignment of the assignment, the technique needs a little work, but that's because we're day one. But I like what I'm seeing from the guys, and we'll just have to keep plugging around. I mean, for day one, this is good. We just need to keep improving every day.
Have you done that before, split the team sessions up?
Yeah, but maybe not as much today. I know you guys saw the end, but I think the good part of the day was, I mean, when we went against each other, was split. And I think we'll keep doing that. We'll have to play with it a little bit and see how our legs are going. Luckily, we have a sports scientist that can tell if we're overworking them or not.
When you look at L.J. Martin in the backfield, in what ways has he kind of evolved from the end of last season to the start of fall camp?
Yeah, I mean, L.J. looks like he's way more comfortable, and he's a true freshman. He's getting used to everything, the locker room, college life, all of that. Now it's night and day difference. He's a leader now, and he's helping Pokai and Sione and the others, you know. And then you bring back Hinkley, Ropati, and Miles Davison. Those guys are doing a great job. I like the running back group right now.
When it comes to a day one, just kind of overall big picture, is there a tone you like to set? Do you have boxes that you like to see checked? And if so, how many of those boxes did you check?
Yeah, my concern, I mean, I'm just going to tell you this because you asked the question, but I'm always going to look at the front and see how good we did there. It's easier for me to see today from the O-line that it was clean, a lot of the looks. I don't think Jay was doing too much on defense, but it's good that the O-line weren't making a lot of mistakes, and we were actually able to move the ball. So we'll see if they can do that against the install for tomorrow with defense. But T.J. Woods has made a big difference for that front, and that's something that I was eyeballing today.
Fairly veteran unit on that O-line. What can you learn about them early on without pads on?
Yeah, I mean, you look at Connor and Caleb and Waylon and Braden. Those guys are all very comfortable. They've been through, position battles and things like that. So I think they feel really comfortable. It's getting the next guys up. And then what I like with it, that they've done all summer is take, teaching the next guy up and doing it themselves, not relying on our coaches to do it. So just impressed with it. We'll just see how it keeps. I look at the film, but my overall opinion is that the O-line is right where I want them to be.
What would you like to accomplish in the next 3 weeks as a team, as a whole?
Yeah, we got to be ready to roll, man. I want us to be at really good. I mean, these guys are in great shape. We obviously have to work through it and be in game shape in the next 3 weeks, but I just need to see the guys we need to be hitting at all cylinders, and that's all three phases, and I think this is a good start to it.
Do you expect Tua Coy and Aquila to show up at all camps?
Yeah, they're getting their, if they're not here, they're getting their academic stuff in order. That sometimes takes some time. We've had that happen in the past, but we're anticipating them being here.
I don't think we saw LJ out there. What's his status?
LJ was out there.
Oh, was he?
Yeah,
okay.
He was practicing. No, maybe we
was
were
he in the team sessions practice.
Yeah, but so we're rotating quite a bit when with him and Miles. We want to see what Pokai and Sionin and Jovasa, those guys can do. So, but yeah, he was practicing with all of them.
Has your team named Captain Jed, like the leadership council at all? And how important is that to have that established early?
We have a leadership council, and we have a captain's that went into summer. But in terms of team captains, we'll worry about that in the next little bit. I think it's important to get to football and play football and see who the leaders are and who the guys vote that want to represent them on the coin toss and in on the team. So we'll probably get to that in a week and a half or two.
What's Gary Anderson's role going to be?
Yeah, he's a consultant. He has a connection to myself and A-Rod and Jay. So I think he's spending a lot of time with the defense and with Jay, first of all. And then anytime he can consult and see what he sees as a head coach, and I mean, he's got tons of knowledge and he also knows the O-line. So I mean, he's a guy that's came from the Ron McBride tree, so he's been around and on the offensive side of football, and he knows exactly what it should look like up front, which is I need more eyes up front, and he's been very helpful for us.
Last question, anything else?
Are you going to scrimmage on Saturdays? We noticed that we're not going to have media availability.
Yeah, we will. I think not this Saturday, but next. Uh-huh. I'm not sure if it's a Saturday, but it might be midweek. And then we'll scrimmage. We have on schedule, we have scrimmage on Saturday and another scrimmage in the evening, an evening scrimmage, mock game type of deal. So the two major scrimmages and then a few live work in the couple days of live work. Not the full scrimmage, but maybe 30 to 50 plays.